So it's kind of a trick these days because we're celebrating two seasons at once. I just want to talk about that a little bit, but mainly talk about Advent. So let's say over here is the Christmas shopping season. Yeah, it's a season. It started probably just before Black Friday, but it's in full bore now. It's like, go, buy, you know, and all that. And so I'm getting ads all the time. Another Black Friday sale. Oh, and another one. And Cyber Monday. And this and that. So this is its own season, and it's called Christmas because it's about shopping for Christmas. And Santa Claus is the main representative of that. Go to the malls, it's generic Santa, bye-bye. Okay. That's the Christmas season. Now, in the Catholic Church and in other liturgical churches like Lutherans and probably Presbyterians to some degree and Methodists and Anglicans and so on, the Orthodox, Advent's something else. And from now until sundown on July 24th, we celebrate Advent. And at sundown on the 24th of December, we celebrate Christmas. And it's a challenge to be kind of wrapped up with all the doing and going to parties and ugly sweater contests and, you know, all the stuff that's fun, getting gifts for family members and stuff. And Advent's another story. Now, let me tell you a story. I think I've only told this two or three times in my life. When I was a kid, we moved into our house in 1960, so it might have been 60, 61. I was maybe in sixth grade. And that Christmas, I found out where the presents were stashed. And I went and found the ones for me. And I counted them. And I counted seven. Okay? I'm going, whoa, because I'm over here, this part over here for Christmas. So I'm preparing for the celebration of Christmas by, I can't wait. So, you get to Christmas Day, go to Mass, come back, we open the presents and we go to church. And open the presents, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I thought, where's the seventh? So I started looking around, subtly, of course, around the house, and I especially looked in the front closet as you come in the door. I looked in there because I think that's where I found the seventh. It was up there in the closet, and it wasn't there. And I kept thinking, there's one more dang present. Where is it? So from that time, unconsciously for a long time, until in 2004, after my dad died, when we cleaned out the house, I would go and when I'd come back home to Omaha, I'd open that closet and just look up there and say, I know you're up there somewhere. And when we, after my dad died and we took months to clean out the house and wash the walls and sell the house and stuff like that. As a final gesture, I went and looked in that closet up above, and there was nothing there. And I had realized by then, to some degree, that was my picture of Advent for life. is looking for that whatever that will complete me. And so I told this in Omaha when I was at Creighton one Christmas, and at maybe middle 2000s, whatever, and my sisters had a seventh present for me, which was really sweet. But what I want to suggest is that Advent is about this part. It's that place where we're looking for that last thing to complete us. So over here, so the question is, how do we hear that scripture? Comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. Whoops, where are you? I really had this right in my fingertips. Here we go. Well, you heard it. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. How do we receive comfort? It seems to me that the Christmas season is about two things, at least. One is, maybe three, self-comfort. Do you eat more Christmas cookies at this time of year? More parties, more fun, more stuff like that, which is wonderful and great. And might it not be a distraction from that one part where the something is missing? Because I think what Advent calls us to is to at least recognize how that part of our lives is actually a marvelous gift where we get to hear those words in a new way. Comfort, give comfort to my people. So let me end with this. The picture of that is very interesting in Isaiah, and it's this. Chapter 40 to 55 is addressed to the people who were, after Jerusalem was destroyed in the temple, a bunch of folks, except for the poor, were taken off to Babylon. They'd been there for 50, 60, 70 years, whatever. And Isaiah comes and says, hey, everything's okay. The word of the Lord says, come back home. Everything's just fine. And not only that, go up on the mountain, Zion. Go up on the mountain and proclaim Jerusalem, herald of glad tidings. Well, Jerusalem was destroyed. Zion was in shambles and there was no temple. That's where the true proclamation comes from. And it goes out to people, maybe this year, who, like you and me, perhaps we're ready to hear that. Comfort, give comfort to my people. In that part of our lives that still doesn't feel fulfilled. That's the sacred place in our lives. And that's the sacred place from which we get to proclaim to others. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says the Lord. We receive it in emptiness and proclaim it in our brokenness and our insufficiency to comfort ourselves. There's no war on Christmas. There's war on shopping and pretending that it's Christmas. There's a war on Advent. It says ignore that part of life. And the mystery is that's where Jesus is born every day. Right there. So perhaps we might discover Bethlehem in our hearts in a new way this Advent season. So you might just want to surprise all those folks when you go shopping that say Merry Christmas. Just say Happy Advent. Wouldn't that be wonderfully perverse? Anyway, Happy Advent. May God bless us on our journey.